Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Welcome back. Now, to introduce the political panel joining us today, Michael Healy-Ray, Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture and Independent TD for Kerry. He's joining us remotely from Killarney. Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin TD for Sligo Leitrim and his party spokesperson on agriculture. And Paul Lawless, who is into TD for Mayo. And I want to begin this conversation now by looking at the new National Development Plan that we expect to be published in the coming days. The NDP, as it's known to many of you, is the template for planning and infrastructure across the key areas such as housing, healthcare, transport, public services. And we know the new plan will outline how public money, billions of it, will be spent over the next 10 years. But what projects will be prioritised and what influence has been brought to bear and by whom in the drafting of this new plan? Well, first, I'm joined on the line now by Tabitha Monaghan, who is political reporter with the Irish Independent. Firstly, Tabitha, the National Development Plan in political terms, it's a big deal, isn't it? Because it's everything from roads, rail, sewage schemes, electricity connections, and a lot of fundamentals in there that might help the government unlock its new housing strategy.
Yeah, Anya, you're right. It is a big deal, and that's very much how the government have been putting it forward. And like you said, it will play such a critical role in terms of how the government plans to deliver its housing targets over the next number of years as well. We were expecting the housing plan to be published in around this time as well, but then we were told a number of weeks ago that actually that was going to be paused, potentially pushed back out till September because of this national development plan. We hear quite a lot about how Ireland is lagging behind other countries, they're similar countries in relation to infrastructure development in terms of that physical infrastructure, the likes of housing, the likes of transport, roads, water, electricity. So, and we're kind of playing catch up with ourselves because there was such a lack of investment because of the financial crash. So that's kind of coming back to bite us now. So yeah, a really big deal. Like you said, we're seeing about 20 billion euro in additional funding being allocated for infrastructure projects. That's on top of the 165 billion that's already been allocated.
And the reason the review is happening is because of this Apple tax money. There's the sale of AIB shares. So the government has more to play with, we believe, going into the publication of this. But the wheeling and dealing, we know the Irish Times is reporting this morning on where some of this additional monies might go. But what would you be projecting between now and publication is going to be the final manoeuvres maybe by some of our independents? And do we think housing will be optimised here? Do we think we might see more on road projects maybe being fast-tracked again and maybe a diminishment of some of the previous green tinge and green agenda to this plan?
Yeah, I think like even with budget negotiations, it kind of comes down to the wire and there's an awful lot of demands from many different parts of the government. All the different departments are going to go forward and they're going to have their demands. And like you said, even in the reports in the Irish Times today, that those negotiations are still going on and there's been an awful lot of work being done on the National Development Plan. But I think housing is really going to be top of the agenda because it's seen that infrastructure is really holding it back. We've seen reports of the likes in North Dublin where there were new homes being developed, but that people couldn't move into them because the very basics of water connections weren't happening because there was blockages in terms of infrastructure delivery there. So it really is critical that the government get out in front of those bottlenecks, those infrastructure bottlenecks, to be able to deliver on housing. Like you said, roads is going to be another one that I think will be very much pushed forward. There was, like you mentioned, when in the last government this agreement came forward, there was this ratio of 2-1 in favour of public transport infrastructure delivery versus roads. But those dynamics within government are different now. The Greens are no longer there. So we could see that.
And given that the Greens are no longer there and instead we have independents supporting the government, do we expect to see their fingerprints on this? Like we know back at the time of government formations, the likes of Michael Lowry, TD, who was heading up negotiations, there was a lot of talk at least then about their ability to influence what was going to be in this plan.
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think, you know, at the time and even subsequently, that question has been put to both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. How much influence did the Regional Independent Group have on the programme for government, for example? And, the Taoiseach was adamant that no constituency deals were done in relation to that to secure that support for the government formation. But there was that statement that Michael Lowry, the Tipperary TD, put out in January after the formation talks, where he said the group's contribution to the review of of the National Development Plan and their input in the HSE Capital Plan would be central in their ongoing work within government. So it was flagged a number of months ago. I think it remains to be seen how much influence they will have on this. Okay. I think we just have to wait because the negotiations aren't over yet.
Okay, well, Tabitha Monaghan, political reporter with the Irish Independent, many thanks. And we'll be able to ask now Minister Michael Healy-Ray about those constituency deals and whether they exist or not and what influence, Minister, you've been able to have on the National Development Plan. I know, obviously, Minister, the areas of forestry and things that come under your portfolio and government will be important to you, but presumably you're looking for big projects, big deals here for Kerry under the plan to be published next week.
Well, good evening, Anya, first of all, to you and to your listeners. And I just want to say hello from the Falto Hotel in College Street, and Killarney, the tourism capital of the Western world. And I have to get in that little plug for Killarney and for County Kerry. But of course, myself and my colleagues, we've been working diligently, as have all ministers, in particularly in the last number of weeks. As you know, as late as maybe Thursday evening, something like 11 different sign-offs had been agreed on the funding, which will be announced during the coming week. And each different section of government will know what their envelope of money will be. You're talking about specific projects. Well, first of all, in the NDP, which will be announced, you won't see in that actual in particular projects being mentioned. What will happen is each minister will get their envelope of money, and then in the future we will see what way they will decide in conjunction with all of us as to how that money will be divvied up. But the one thing that I would say to you is there are critical issues out there for the public, such as housing, roads and infrastructure. And I would remind you that in the interest of safety alone, we have critical infrastructure that is crumbling. I could give you examples like the Ring of Kerry Road, which is over 100 kilometres long, and which many sections of it are crumbling. So we need to
Minister,
money targeted.
So we might not see the specifics next week, but you mentioned Kerry there. Given that you were in with the Taoiseach and Taoiseach this week, presumably National Development Plan came up there. One would assume, you know, when you go back to January and you were talking on Radio Kerry about hoping and wanting to make sure that Kerry gets its fair share the slice of the cake, and you went on talking about the people of Kerry will be able to see progress in projects that have been stalled, that have been hindered, to quote you back. Presumably, when the specifics do come from ministers, there's going to be a Kerry tinge to this.
Well, I'll word it to you this way. Last Thursday night, myself and ministers, Kevin Boxer-Moore and Sean Kenny, Noel Grealish and Marion Harkin, we were in, as is our duty, as part of pre-budget and pre-NDP discussions, and we were highlighting the concerns that we have. We have to work collectively, not just on behalf of the people in our constituencies, but also on behalf of the people of Ireland. And I did say, and I'll quote it again for you, this government is founded, in my opinion, on common sense. And one thing that I know that the people of Ireland want, for example, is they want tar. And I know that Minister Dara O'Brien and Minister Sean Kenny and all of us will ensure that we will deliver safe roads in as many ways that we possibly can, along with all the other critical infrastructure such as housing, water, sewerage schemes. And we have an awful lot of work to do. Yes, there is money to be divvied up, but it's our duty to ensure that fairness and common sense will apply and that people will get the services that they require.
Thank you, Minister. Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin, to bring you in there. You're listening to the Minister talking about going in. He's going to operate on behalf of the people. He's talking about common sense. He's talking about more tar, which presumably means lots of maintenance of roads and potentially new roads. Are you supportive of the influence the likes of these independents have in government right now? And this might be good for communities such as yours?
Well, look, I mean, the West of Ireland in particular has been really left behind over the decades and probably over the last century. And I mean, if we look at rail infrastructure, for instance, there was rail infrastructure across the entire island 100 years ago that isn't there now. The Western Rail Corridor is something that, you know, jumps to mind immediately when I think about infrastructure in the West. The Ring Road around Galway that has been there for years that nothing has happened with. I mean, if I come to my own constituency, there's probably half a dozen, maybe a dozen towns in County Leitrim where you can't build a house because there isn't water infrastructure or sewer sewerage infrastructure in place. Even the local authorities can't build houses in these areas. Health infrastructure, you know, the roof is leaking in Sligo University Hospital and they've cancelled all orthopaedic surgeries because of that. All of these things are crying out for investment, huge investment that needs to be brought to these areas, and that absolutely needs to happen. However, you know, we have a government that has been in place now for almost 8 months and they've passed six pieces of legislation. They're, in my view, a do-little, do-nothing government, and that's the big issue here, that the government has to get to brass tacks down to actually deliver for people, because so far all they've been doing is cutbacks. We see that in relation to the student grants that were in place and the student fees. Everything we look at, government is pulling back from all the promises
they made
in the election.
If you're Michael Healy-Ray and those independents going in on Thursday, would you try to get the balance right between national but look after your own home yard as well?
Well, I think the national, it's in the interest of everybody in the island that we have proper infrastructure everywhere on the island, and that's what we need to see happen. And of course, we need to make that happen as quickly as possible. But remember, the first priority of the government when they come into power was to give higher increases for junior ministers, mainly the independents.
Paul Lawless, kind of the same question to you. Would you be supportive of Michael Healy-Ray and whatever he can get out of these last-minute negotiations on the National Development Plan, because it might be good for rural communities such as yours in Mayo?
Yeah, well, firstly, like, the National Development Plan is crucially important. And, you know, now more than ever, we have a situation in the country where the population year on year is ballooning. 150,000 people came to Ireland last year. It's a 17-year high. And, you know, year on year, we're looking at a population rise of around the city of Galway. And last year, it was in excess of that. And we have done all of this while not actually investing in critical infrastructure, which has caused significant difficulty for so many people in terms of housing, in terms of health, in terms of, you know, congestion on our roads and so on. So the National Development Plan is crucially important, and we in AIMTU believe that the plan should be a tool, a metric upon to try and instill regional balance into this country. And we have developed over many, many decades a city state in the country where Dublin is overheating. And we see such a crisis in Dublin in terms of housing, in terms of traffic, in terms of water, in terms of sewage. And we believe that the National Development Plan should be a plan to try and invest in the West and the regions. So, for example, the Western Rail corridor, the motorway on the N17, the ring road around Galway, the health infrastructure, these, and housing as well, is critically important. And I actually believe, Anya, yeah, this would be of a significant benefit to the people of Dublin and indeed the regions as well.
Let me bring the minister in there, Minister Michael Healy-Ray. Publishing the National Development Plan should now unlock the government's ability to publish its housing strategy, because we'll have more clarity then on all of the infrastructure around water and sewage, the electricity grid, and how all of that is going to be invested in, that should hopefully help construction of more new homes. But when you look at commencement figures this week, Minister, where you'll have seen there's a big decline in housing commencements in the first 6 months of the year. It's as low as 2020, when construction had all but halted due to COVID-19. How can that be explained? Have you concerns coming out the back of this week as to what is happening housing commencements?
Well, any politician worth his salt would obviously have concerns about housing, because it's one of the biggest difficulties that we're facing. And I know that it's a priority for the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste and the whole entire government to ensure that we deliver more homes to people and ensure that both in public and private sector that we will be able to deliver affordable homes to people. I support very much the work that is being done by Minister James Brown, and also very importantly by Minister John Cummins, who are working very diligently, in my opinion, and I've had many meetings and discussions with them, as have my colleagues. And yes, of course, critical infrastructure is so important, because we can't have houses unless we have water, electricity and adequate sewerage. But the government is taking on these issues. You've seen what they've done with regard to energy security, and they've made major changes in what was exactly there beforehand, and this was in the programme for government. I will challenge Deputy Martin Kinney very much, where he said it's a do-little government. Maybe it's a do-little government from where he is sitting, because maybe in opposition, that if he was critical of issues in his own constituency, if he's critical critical of political representation in his own constituency, he must be critical of himself. So, and I would challenge him very much.
But can I ask, and Martin Denny, I'll let you back in a moment. But can I ask specifically on the commencement figures, Minister, how do you explain those, like this 6,325 housing commencements in the first 6 months of the year, whereas I think this time last year we were looking at something closer to 35,000. Now, I know that Taoiseach has said it's the waiver on levies. I don't think he seemed overly concerned that was heading in the wrong direction. It's a timing factor compared to last year. But is the waiver on levies alone the issue here?
No, it's a multi-complex issue. And one of the things, and I'll take no lecture on housing from people like Martin Kinney, quite simply because I know that everybody has to stand up for what they do themselves. But if you want to find objectors to housing in Dáil Éireann, all you need do is look at the Sinn Féin benches, where we have individuals who actually have objected to nearly 3,000 homes being built in their own constituencies.
Okay.
And we have other individuals who objected to 3,400.
Let Martin Kenny respond to that.
Well, I've never objected.
Yes, well, there is no response to that.
Yeah. I've never objected to house anywhere. And anyone in the state, any citizen is entitled to make an observation about housing wherever it is. In situations where we've made observations about housing in those natures that you're talking
3,000?
About, mainly in urban areas, Michael, are housing developments which were on public land, where the government was going to give that entire amount of public land over to private housing for to build housing for profit. We felt that there has to be a balance in that, and you agree with us when you were in opposition that there has to be a balance in that. And I think, in fairness, you know, we all have to work together to try and deliver here. Just going back to the National Development Plan, I think one of the key issues we need
you're
to make sure
away from
we
that
ensure.
One now as quickly
no,
as you can.
I have no problem
you are, because
I've,
you don't want to answer it. Can you explain? I've explained it, Michael, to 3,000 houses.
There is no objections, there is observations, and those observations are entitled to be made by anyone, including people from the government benches have also made similar observations in those situations. Now, just one point I want to make 3,000. In regard to the National Development Plan, just quickly. One of the things we want to ensure doesn't happen when this parcel of money is put out there is it doesn't become another gravy train for the well-connected. We have situations across the country where you see even where you have maybe a three rooms being added to a school that's costing tens of millions. You know, we have to have a situation where these budgets are monitored properly and where it doesn't become a situation where we have smaller episodes like the big one, which is, of course, the National Children's Hospital.
Paul Lawless of A2, can I ask you on the previous green tinge to the National Development Plan, when we saw things like a 2-to-1 ratio in favour of public transport over roads being built. Obviously, there was budgets there throughout the last government when it came to road maintenance, but the optimisation was for public transport. What's your view on that 2-to-1 ratio? Should that be held, and so that we start to see the likes of the North Metro being prioritised and therefore efforts to reduce transport emissions continue over climate change targets, or are you going to join Michael Healy-Rae here in the more tar strategy?
Firstly, I think it's a good thing the Greens are out of government. I think it was a regressive step to build in a metric that had a 2-to-1 ratio. People want to see infrastructure. And like, for example, hundreds of people in my constituency travel to Galway every single year. They travel on a substandard road from Mayo to Galway. And when they get to Galway, they're caught in hours of traffic because of a ring road that has been promised and in the planning process for 25 years. So, like, we can talk about the National Development Plan all day long and we can talk about all the money, etc. But unless we actually deal with the key issues, which is the fact is that the planning system and all of the regulatory bottlenecks that this government have actually created for themselves, nothing is going to get built.
What's the balance,
and we can talk, we could spend 2 hours on this show talking about all of the large-scale infrastructure projects, for example, the Dublin sewage system that's caught in the planning system for 6 years partly due to a swimmer in Dublin Bay. We look at Newport, for example, its sewage system that's in the planning system
for
a very long time as well.
What would Andrew like to see? It was 2-to-1 previously when it came to public transport. Do you want to see that reversed now,
I want to see it removed. I want to see the National Development Plan invest in the regions. But critically, Anya, and the key point here, and this is something that I think is lost in this discussion and lost in government as well, that we need, the infrastructure development is grinding to a halt. And unless we address the bottlenecks around planning, around Ombud Panola, around the fact that the judicial reviews are causing significant delays, and you know, I've done quite a bit of research into this, and there are three judges in relation to this, and it's simply not enough. We also need to address the issues in terms of judicial reviews around cost protection for environmental claims that are causing significant difficulty and holding up very, very important projects. The Galway Ring Road, Anya, has been held up for 25 years. The first assessment went in 1999, and that needs to end. So we in Aintu want to see the not just a obviously investment into National Development Plan, but we want to see the reduction of bureaucracy and red tape that is holding up all of these projects. And until that happens, Anya, none of these projects, or very few of them, will actually get complete.
Minister Michael Healy-Wade, can I ask you on the carbon tax? Obviously, this is something in the past you opposed pre this government and would have had a motion in the Dáil. Obviously, as part of the programme for government, this was something that you and independents in government signed up to, and we saw a recent increase in the carbon tax. Should we expect and should we assume you're in favour and supportive of carbon tax now, even though it can have obviously some financial pressures on lower socioeconomic households and those on lower incomes? Are you supportive now of a carbon tax?
The carbon taxes that are being implemented now, as everybody knows, were voted on and agreed upon a couple of years ago. Any changes that are being made now, they're not actually being voted on now, because quite simply they've been put in place between here and 2030. The time to make decisions on this was in the past. What is being implemented now was actually what was agreed at that time. Was I in favour of it? No, I was not. If I had my time back, would I be in favour of what exactly was proposed? No, I would not. What I am doing now, quite simply, is allowing what was agreed at that time go ahead, quite simply because that is the policy that is there, and everybody knows they're fixed and there until 2030. But I would say, because a lot has been said there about public transport, because of the fact that Minister Darragh O'Brien is rightfully going to give people tar, that does not mean that he or his department are going to turn their back on the necessity of public transport. Absolutely not. And this government is extremely committed to engaging in ensuring that people will have additional public transport, because public transport is much wanted and much needed, both in urban and rural areas. And I'm very proud of the record that this government is going to have and is having on public transport. So please don't give the interpretation that we're forgetting about public transport now because we're concentrating on road maintenance and ensuring that people have safe roads, whether they're relief roads or surfacing existing roads. It's not one or the other, it's both, but it's creating a proper balance that might not have been there in the past. And I know that the Taoiseach and Tánaiste are very committed to that.
Okay, well, we look forward to reading about how you strike that balance next week, Minister.